Blog Talk Radio.
To the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And in case you don't have a copy of my book, you can get the first six chapters as a download free on my website at www.karencan.com. Just put in your name and email address and I'll send you the link. And in addition to downloading that free excerpt, you actually get access to five of my Fast Track Your Healing classes absolutely free. And those are online classes that you can watch at any time. So you get the password so you can watch those classes. And we got some popular classes, the most popular of which is probably the muscle testing and the emotional healing class. So just check those out. And that's my free gift to you. Today I want to tell you a little story about why we're going to be talking about German New Medicine. Now, most people that have been trained like me in allopathic medicine have never heard of German New Medicine at all, and I was actually on a call with other holistic doctors from that I trust and, really, really look up to, and one of them mentioned German New Medicine. I thought, oh my gosh, I got to look this up. So this is about 5 years ago or so, and I saw these really neat videos on YouTube, and I thought, wow, this is a fascinating way to look at cancer, because normally when somebody gets the diagnosis cancer, they go into this panic mode, oh my gosh, because this is the one so-called incurable illness that doctors haven't figured out how to cure, and so they can go into panic mode. And then through German New Medicine, I learned that, wow, this fear response that we have, not only is it not helpful, of course, but we don't necessarily have to fear cancer, that our bodies are always trying to do what's best for us. And it was a completely 180-degree perspective shift for me as how to look on cancer. And then today I have an expert with me who is a doctor of chiropractic medicine originally. His name is Dr. Chris Lellard, and he we're going to ask him a little bit more about his background, but he started in, chiropractic medicine, holistic medicine, and he got introduced to this, and he's been a proponent ever since. And so I've been dying to ask a bunch of questions, of Dr. Chris since finding more new about German medicine. And one of my colleagues here in the Adirondacks is a practitioner now, and so I've been bombarding her with questions as well. And so it's been really fun to kind of like relook at this, because now I don't see a lot of people with cancer in my practice. That's not who comes to me. But I see people with, chronic, Lyme disease, who are fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue. And there seems to be, a background that you can look at the German New Medicine and say, hey, what's causing this as well, not just cancer. So for those of you listening that are like, well, I don't have cancer, or how's this relevant to me? Well, all these other things too can have an excellent explanation in German New Medicine. So without further ado, welcome Chris, Dr. Chris.
Hey, Dr. Karen, thank you.
Oh, yeah, we're really excited to have you on the show. And by the way, a little bit later, if you want to call and ask Dr. Chris a question, you can call in and just hit 1. So the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, it's 818-514-1190, and just hit 1. And I know some of you are just on the line listening in, and that's okay, too. But if you have a question specific to you, he can give you some insight on, great. So, Dr. Chris, so how did you become interested in this German New Medicine? Like, what were you doing at the time? And give us some background on you.
Well, first, Dr. Karen, I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you about Dr. Rika Geerdhammer's medical discoveries that have happened since it's back in the early 80s. And so it's been around for an awful long time, and yet so many people haven't heard about it. And so I appreciate this opportunity to talk with you about it.
My pleasure.
Yeah. I was 2 years out from chiropractic school when I was introduced to German New Medicine. And it came through a personal experience. My girlfriend at the time was diagnosed with cervical cancer at the age of 27. So we both experienced the shocking news, the shocking diagnosis and prognosis, which obviously turned our world upside down, like so many other people. At the time, I was working with another doctor who was very experienced in holistic medicine, and it just turned out that he had Dr. Hammer's postdoctoral thesis on his bookshelf.
No, really? Wow.
He shared that book with me, and I immediately began to search the internet, and I discovered Carolina Markolin's website, learninggnm.com, and I attended my first workshop or seminar up in Montreal, Canada, back in March of 2006, and my girlfriend actually attended also, and it was an absolutely amazing weekend. My whole education from a biology standpoint, I have a degree in biology and chiropractic, literally just got flipped upside down in a matter of 2 days. So it was quite a shock, really. But at the same time, I knew that we discovered the truth as to how the body responds and heals at an emotional level and also on a deep biological level. So, yeah, that's how I was introduced to German New Medicine. And since then, 10 years later, I continue to work with folks over the phone and in person and teach German New Medicine, because I know this is the new paradigm. And so, yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's great. Well, it's so interesting how so many of us, myself included, that we're kind of almost guided into a new way of looking things, and we think we're already, you know, holistic, and then we totally get something that shatters our belief system through a personal experience, like with your girlfriend and her cancer, or for myself, my own fibromyalgia, and it really transforms us and deepens us as, you know, conscious practitioners. So, way to go. You know, congratulations.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great.
It definitely
work you're doing.
Changes your whole belief system, as you said.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So for people that are completely new with German New Medicine, obviously, you know, it's Germany, so a lot of people in America are really, really newbies to this. How would you, you know, describe what it is and what the concepts are?
Absolutely. First off, I want to say that German New Medicine is a science. It's a body of science, natural science, that Dr. Hammer discovered, as I said, back in the early 80s. And so when people dive into it, they sometimes will get overwhelmed by the scientific information that they discover. And so it's challenging at first, but if people continue to just dive deeper and deeper and listen and learn and read and watch, they'll discover that these concepts, these principles, these biological principles are very logical and common sense. So, first off, what Dr. Hammer discovered was that we have in our DNA, in every cell of our body, these programs, so to speak, these biological programs that are there to assist us during unexpected distress. And that's the word unexpected is the key word here. It's these experiences that we have so often in life that catches us off guard. And instantly, the psyche will respond through the brain to trigger a response, a biological response to help us. And so what Dr. Hammer has found is that looking at the psyche and how we perceive these these unexpected experiences, we will have an emotional response that is directly anchored into the biology of the body that is correlated or coordinated by the brain, the biocomputer. And so, for example, there's a biological conflict theme in German New Medicine that is a starvation conflict. A starvation conflict involves the liver. And so for us human beings, there are certain experiences that could potentially be perceived as a starvation conflict. For example, somebody may unexpectedly lose their job, and they may feel that they're no longer able to provide food for their family.
Mm.
Or somebody may unexpectedly have a divorce and separation, and they may feel like they can't provide for their offspring or other members of the family, so to speak. So there's different ways, but at the same time, what we got to remind ourselves is that other species, other animals, also can have a starvation conflict. And so we share these biological programs with all of life on this planet. And so a starvation conflict in nature can literally mean that the animal is starving. It cannot find food. And so the body instantly responds to that distress by one of two things, and I'll keep it very simply. One of two things: there either is going to be cell proliferation in order to enhance the function of the organ that's involved, or there's going to be cell loss. Now, conventional medicine will look at the cell proliferation and say, well, this is a tumor, and that's precisely correct. That term, we can talk about tumors in German New Medicine, but the fact is that that extra tissue that has been formed during that distressful situation enhances the functioning, the biological functioning of that tissue that's involved. Now, the other principle besides the unexpected shock is that all so-called disease runs in two phases. So we have that distressful state, that hypersympathetic tonia, as we call it, or enhanced sympathetic response during that distressful state. So our hands get cold. We have a lack of appetite. We have trouble sleeping at night because our mind is constantly preoccupied with that distress. We also may not feel any of these symptoms, one, because we're maybe unaware of it, but there's really no other symptoms going on besides these so-called stress responses. It's not until this biological conflict is resolved within the psyche that the body moves into what is just absolutely an amazing, amazing process. It's the second phase is where the body begins to heal innately. And so that extra tissue that was there during that distress, because the distress has been resolved and that tissue is no longer needed, the body will begin to decompose that extra tissue. And this is where most of the times we discover and start to feel and become aware of these physical symptoms like night sweats, headache, fever. Our hands warm up because now the vascular system isn't constricted but dilated and the blood flow is going. Our appetite returns. Our sleep, we become very tired because the body is healing. It's communicating to us we just need to rest right now. There's a lot of going on within the body. Unfortunately, because so many people are unaware of the true nature of healing and what these symptoms truly mean, when these symptoms begin to happen, it causes a lot of fear. And that fear is the number one complication in healing. It's the fear.
Yeah.
Right, and you would agree, right? And then to top it off, then you get a diagnosis shock of cancer or Lyme's disease or heart disease. And so you see that all of a sudden this beautiful, natural, innate process is disrupted and people are unable to heal. And so that's some of the basic principles. I don't know if you want me to share more. We can go deeper into these principles. But I feel
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Now, if somebody, say, was aware that, of these principles, and they end up, say they find a lump or something like that, and they're, husband, wife decides, oh, you need to get that looked at. And so they end up with a diagnosis of cancer. And if they have the presence of mind to go, hey, I remember what this really means, that there is some sort of conflict shock that happened to me earlier in my life, which contributed to this particular symptom, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to die from it. At that point, what would they do? Because in conventional medicine, we kind of attack the cancer. So what would somebody in German medicine do with someone who's got the diagnosis and their family members are freaking out and they're trying not to?
So many people have been there, including myself.
Mm.
The number one thing to do is just slow down. Slow down and take a breath or two or three and just, okay, here's where we are. Here's what's happening. This is the present moment experience. And just step back for a little bit, really, because there's no need to rush into any decision. So in order to come to a decision where the person is comfortable and is following what they intuitively feel, we have to first just relax, step back and just relax a little bit. Now, if they realize that, hey, wait a minute, I've heard this German New Medicine before and it really, this sounds right. Just step back and then begin to get some of your questions answered. For example, you're going to have a hard time getting the question of why a particular disease from Western conventional medicine. There's a number of hundreds of theories, right?
Mm-hmm.
A tremendous amount of theories out there, but it's not reproducible in every single case. Another question is, well, why now? For example, you see, right? For example, if we keep in mind this two-phased response, a lot of times most of our so-called conditions are diagnosed in the healing phase already. So the question of why now, despite that might, say the person is in a new relationship now, or he got a new job, and life is moving forward now. So in the psyche, in the biological mind, the conflict is resolved. And so the body begins to heal. And so that question alone being answered is very, very powerful. Because so many people feel like, well, life is good right now. I'm healthy. I didn't think there was anything wrong. Yes, I just developed some symptoms, maybe blood in the stool or blood in the sputum when they coughed. Or they may be just been tired for an extended period of time. And so they felt like, well, I better go get this checked out. That's when the real shocks happen, the real unexpected shock, the shock of the diagnosis and the prognosis. And so to get back to your answer or question there, I really would recommend people just to slow down before making a decision and get your answers. And then you can proceed however way you want to proceed with it. Now, if somebody chooses not to do the chemo and the radiation, in the toxic cocktails that are being promoted out there. They can step back and look at all these alternative or other modalities that are very successful. And the reason why so many of these modalities are successful is because they support the natural healing that's already going on and doesn't disrupt it. And so, for example, as a chiropractor, somebody comes in with muscle pain, I explain to them what, you know, through questioning and inquiry, we get into their personal history and the history of their symptoms. We will uncover what was going on and why they developed what they developed. And through hands-on healing, we can support that natural process that's already taking place. So I don't do the healing. The person walking through the door that has the pain, which is a sign that the body's healing, is already in that process. Acupuncture, as I know that you have a background, acupuncture is a beautiful way, very, very supportive in the natural healing. And so at this moment in our history, we have access to so many wonderful modalities that support nature. And so when people come to this crossroads, they're going to have to make a decision. And it may be the hardest decision that they make in their life. If they come to that decision through knowledge, through learning, through making a very sound decision based on their experiences, based on their knowledge and their study, they're going to be much, much, much better off. Versus, I've seen in the past so many people bouncing back and forth, going to one thing to another. And they just get so confusing because most people are unaware of these biological principles at this moment. So.
The thing that I see is that it is really, really difficult, and people do need to advocate for themselves, because even, you know, some of my patients and family members have experienced that there's a huge push, like, as in it's an emergency right now, you need surgery or chemo today.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
So
it's not going to get any easier.
No,
it's not going to. The push is going to continue. And so it's going to come down to each individual, one person at a time, making a decision that they feel is right for them. And it's going to have to come through their own understanding and their own discernment. And that's very hard for a lot of people. A lot of people, especially when they look at other individuals who are placed at this level of authority that should know what's going on. We put our trust in them, and that's all coming to a head right now. It's all coming to a head in so many different aspects of our lives, right? So it's each one person at a time is going to have to discern and make a decision, a rational decision, despite the anxiety, the fear. See, what happens oftentimes is when people begin to listen and comprehend these simple, logical, common sense, biological principles, the fear just dissolves right away. And I've witnessed this firsthand with folks coming into my office. Their hands will be ice cold. And just through 1 hour of introducing them to this information, this science, their hands immediately warm up. And I know that it had a profound effect on them. And they begin to heal again. But like I said, the fear is the number one complication. And so our role as practitioners, no matter what our background is, when we understand German New Medicine, our role is to really guide and support and educate our patients now and help them get to that place of be able to make a good decision, a rational decision, and then we support them through that process as best as we can, knowing what we're up against. There's no denying it. We're up against a major, major challenge here. Big time.
Well, And, you know, the other aspects in or people in holistic medicine have been telling folks that, you know, that there's electromagnetic toxicity. Even the World Health Organization is saying, you know, cell phone use close to the head increases the chance of brain cancer. I mean, now more, you know, conventional medicine is starting to slowly realize environmental toxins supposedly, you know, cause cancer. And so just when we think that we're getting a sense of, oh, wow, our environment makes a difference, when they're introduced to German new medicine, they're like, what? What do you mean? It means it doesn't matter? You mean it's not the, you know, toxic GMO foods?
Right.
Yeah. Food, it's not
yeah.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you, Dr. Karen. It does get real confusing quick, very confusing quick. To address that, because that's one of the major theories out there right now, that electromagnetic pollution and the toxicity in our food and water is causing these diseases.
Fukushima,
right. That is the reality right now. I know that there's poisons in our food, in our air, and in our environment. The key is don't get sucked into the fear of this reality. Where these things play a role, yes, we got to clean up our diets. We got to eat good, healthy food, particularly food that you grow in your own garden. You got to clean up our environments. Stop poisoning this planet with all these toxics, you know, these toxic chemicals. Clean it up. Where this goes, with this, what we're talking about now is just an overall healthy lifestyle. What that does for an individual is gives them the vitality, the life force, to handle, to move through these unexpected experiences that we will all be faced with at one point in time, and some more than others. And so the vitality, if you have a good, healthy vitality and life force, no matter what comes down the road, you'll be able to deal with it in a timely fashion. And when you do that, the healing is not as intense. Now, when we go through the healing, if we have a good lifestyle, healthy lifestyle, a lot of vitality, life force, then the healing will proceed in a much quicker fashion. And so, yes, we got to clean up all this stuff. Yes, we got to eat good foods, but it's not causing so-called disease. And so, really, the bottom line is what German New Medicine is providing the world right now is a life without the fear of disease. Without the fear of disease, because we're all going to experience these unexpected shocks. There's no getting around it. It's how you respond to those shocks, and then how you support yourself and your family and your friends and your community during that healing phase, during that healing process, without the fear.
Is it possible that some people, it might be dangerous for them to go through a healing phase?
Yes. This is where, again, as a practitioner, we have to use common sense. When we're dealing with vital organs in the body, like the liver, like the heart, like the pancreas, these organs, because of the intensity of the original shock, can and may have to go through some really very hard healing process. And so it can get very intense quickly for folks when they're in that healing. And unfortunately, we often lose so many because the healing is just too great for the body to handle. It's not easy, Dr. Karen. It's not easy to walk this path, so to speak, at this point in time in our history. But I can tell you through just my own personal experiences with my own shocks that if we, again, just slow down and connect with that deeper part of ourselves that is deeply connected with all of nature, we will be guided, and we will be shown the way, and the best outcome will come about. Does it mean that we may survive? It might not, because death is part of nature. But I can tell you that the way things are going and have been going for so many years, with all these toxic pharmaceutical drugs and the chemo and the radiation, that is not the way to go. They are completely lost, and it's completely disrupted. Now, there is surgery, too, Dr. Karen. So, for example, if we're dealing with a colon tumor, so to speak, and that tumor is just too great, too large, and it's obstructing the bowel, yes, we must have it surgically removed. Now, do we need to take the whole colon out and replace it with a colonoscopy or a colostomy bag? No. We can just, if we get some more and more surgeons on here, we can just slowly excise that tumor, leaving the good tissue, so to speak. And I don't want to say good or bad, but really the healthy tissue, go and just take out that tumor that was obstructing without the fear, without all these other complications, the person will survive. Or you can just remove that tumor, like in breast cancer, so to we're not, I know some women may object to this, but the breast is not a vital organ like the heart or the liver. And so there's absolutely no fear, really, of having a little breast tumor that is temporarily helping you, assist you through a distressful situation. And that can remain there. And so many times, so many women, hundreds of years, have recognized this and knew that. It's just that we've gotten away from this. We've gotten away from this this wisdom, you know, that nature surely does take care of us. Nature is there to support us. And we're part of nature. And we share these biological programs with all of life on this planet. And this is what distinguishes the biological shock conflict from psychological shock, or the mind-body connection, so to speak, right?
Okay.
The mind-body idea, you know, the negative emotions causing disease, does not apply in nature. It does not apply in nature. Yes, we have some, we're a little bit more complicated, this species of ours. But in nature, they don't have these negative emotions that are playing on them for days and days and days that are causing them disease. They have an unexpected biological shock, and the programs get activated. But we're a little, obviously a lot complicated, and our way of life is a lot more complicated. And so many of these programs are activated in a transposed sense, so to speak, right? A symbolic sense, like I was saying earlier, the starvation conflict.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And
Dr. Karen?
Absolutely. I just want to let people know that if you want to call in and ask a question of Dr. Chris Leuthert, where we're talking about German New Medicine, the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, it's 818-514-1190. And just hit 1 on your keypad so we know that you have your hand up. So I know there's several people that are just listening in, but if you want to ask a question about your own stuff, you know, feel free. Now, of course, I still have some questions for you, Dr.
Go for it, Dr. Karen. I'm here. Whatever you want.
Well, a couple of things. One is, you know, I've had some patients with some pretty intense, now not life-threatening, mind you, but pretty intense healing reactions. And the two of the modalities, in addition to acupuncture that I do, it's called the emotion body code, and helps to release energetic imbalances from the body's energy field. And what I found is that I asked the question, is there some sort of imbalance that's, you know, contributing to the sort of, you know, this excessive healing reaction? And I get a yes, which is interesting. And so after we've, you know, dealt with some of those, lo and behold, they don't have those excess reactions anymore. And they seem to be healing. I mean, they're still healing, but they're not healing with the massive detox reaction, not, you know, in bed for days with fevers or palpitations. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. And so, you know, what you're saying is that we're, if we can kind of, you know, help the body's vitality and support, you know, maybe that there are some of these other things that are hampering the body's abilities to, you know, heal as efficiently as possible, then those are always helpful to help us through the healing process. Am I kind of getting that correct?
Yes, you're right on it. Right on.
Mm.
And so when you're doing these other modalities, Dr. Karen, and they're having a positive response, in your mind, you know that what you're doing is supporting this innate wisdom, right? And you just got to continue with them, reassuring them that everything's going to be fine. We're going to just continue on. So if you get a response like that with certain modalities, just continue on with it. With now, in the beginning, as a practitioner, you want to keep these principles in mind as they go through the healing, and know and be aware that there are potential triggers or relapses, or what we call in German New Medicine tracks, which are it's bits of information stored in the subconscious mind that reminds the individual of the original shock trauma, the original shock, biological shock. Because when we are hit with that unexpected, our subconscious mind, everything, our whole being is in a heightened state of awareness, right? And
right.
So it's going to store some information here as tracks, as we call it. Now, when an individual encounters a track, and we don't know what anything could be a track, from a certain food to a certain time of year to a certain individual, these tracks will activate the biological program again, and they will experience the symptoms once again. Conventional medicine calls this allergies, but in German New Medicine, these are tracks that are re-triggering the program or having a relapse. And so from your vantage point, as people start to go through this healing and you're holding that space, so to speak, and allowing them to heal and encouraging them and supporting them, you want to be aware that they may encounter tracks. It may be within their home, in their workplace, within their community, in the school. They'll encounter it, and when they do, they will begin to have the symptoms again, like the pain or the swelling or the inflammation, headaches. And so that's where the work really starts to happen, because we're unaware of these tracks, and the only way we become aware of them is when we encounter them. And so the first step is to be knowledgeable of what these tracks do and how our body responds to a track, and knowing that the track really, ultimately, the purpose of the track is a warning signal to warn us that something really distressful occurred at this location or with this individual or with this food, and we want to avoid that. We want to avoid that. Now, what really interestingly happens, Dr. Karen, is when we discover a track and we become aware of a track, both you and your patients, that awareness oftentimes neutralizes the track. And the track is no longer, so to speak, active. Now, what I often tell people to do is that if they get really worried, you know, and they're getting into a state of panic because they know they just encountered a track and their symptoms are firing up again, simply, I've been having so many people just look in the mirror and reassure yourself that there is absolutely nothing happening at this moment. My life is not in jeopardy. There's no distress going on. It's just that I encountered a track. It's brought to my awareness now, thankfully, and we're just going to play this out, and we're going to avoid that temporarily. We might have to talk about it with somebody. We might have to get it off our chest or share it with the individual. You know, I'm being triggered here. And so that we got it takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of support. And so what I'm doing here on the local level down here in Virginia is I'm really working with the community at large to educate my small local community up here in these mountains of Virginia about these principles so we can come together as a community as we did before to support individuals that go through these intense healings. And we just surround them with the love and the compassion and protect them as they go through this very critical experience in their life. And we protect them because we're vulnerable when we're healing. We're vulnerable when that wound in the psyche is still there, you know? It's like the wound on the knee. This is the same principle. You know, the wound on the knee, we fall off our bike and we bang up our knee and it's bloody and it hurts and it's pussy and all these nasty symptoms. We know that if we just protect that knee and wrap it up and allow it to heal, there'll be a nice, beautiful scab that forms. But we know that, and we all often have done this, we'll bump the scab. We'll knock the scab off, and guess what happens? The bleeding starts again. Bleeding. The healing starts again. And so in this regard, we're looking at the wound in the psyche. And so often, we continue to scratch these wounds ourselves. We scratch them ourselves. And the people around us scratch these wounds and open it up again. And so when the more people that you can surround yourself that understand and comprehend and have experienced these biological principles, the better off you are. Now, I want to just real quickly say about experience. When people dive into this information, they may get overwhelmed by it. The best way to learn this science and to learn these biological principles is to experience them firsthand. Experience them in your day-to-day life. And that's when the true learning will take place. And so if I can just share one thing today, people, just be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself. We've been programmed to believe a certain way about disease. We've been indoctrinated generation after generation here to the fear disease. And so it's going to take time to replace this belief system, especially in this environment, this global environment that we're in right now. So it's going to take time. But just leave the cancer stuff alone. Just experience these principles with a headache, a simple headache, or coughing, or sneezing, a stuffy nose. Experience these principles with something that is not as intense as a so-called cancer diagnosis. And that's where the true healing will take place, or the true learning will take place, and ultimately the healing, because we are going to help each other heal collectively when we walk this path and we embrace this new paradigm.
That's very wise advice. I really like that. Thank you, Dr. Chris.
You're welcome.
Now, I'm sure there are folks that who may or may not be listening, but they're going to ask the left brain people. I like to see, and I'm kind of one of those as well. More balanced now, but very left brain. And where? Yeah. So where's the proof? What kind of research did Dr. Hammer do, and why can't he be located right now? You know, like just. You're like, hey, there's something fishy about it. You know, people always looking, skeptics always looking like, hey, if it's been around so long, how come this isn't more mainstream? And, you know, what kind of science is it? So I don't know if you can, you know, kind of give us a summary of you know, answers to those types of questions.
Dr. Karen, you're kind of breaking out a little bit. I don't know if it's your connection. I'm on a landline, so I don't think it's my end. Are you there?
Yes, sorry. Did you? Can you hear
me? I heard skepticism, and that caught my attention. Is that?
Yeah.
Like, you mentioned something about the science, and
right. So can you want to know the proof?
The proof.
Yeah, where's the proof?
Well, the proof is there. It's I have to say, my teacher for the last 10 years, Carolina Marklin, and her website learninggnm.com has a tremendous amount of information on there, and it has just it's come about since I've known her. When I first got on the web and looked it up, there was just several articles and some, you know, the basic biological laws on that website. But now we have over 100 of testimonials, 150 testimonials on there, from simple case studies as a, you know, sore knee to cancer testimonials. And so I would recommend people first reading through those testimonials and reading about other people's experience with this. And at the same time, there's videos. There's four DVDs, lecture videos that are available online to watch for free, or you can order the DVDs and watch them. I often tell folks to get those DVDs or watch these videos a number of times online, because the first time you hear it, it's going to probably resonate with you, but you're going to have to go back and read it or listen to it over and over again. She has over 18 hours of tutorials. These are the lectures, the seminars that I took part in up in Canada. She has those recorded now that are available, and this just came about within the last couple of years. So the information or the so-called proof is there, and people can and are going to have to take the time to learn it, to get to a place where they can make decisions from a better position, so to speak. It's all right there, and there's more to come. There's more stuff coming down the pike over these next few years, so it's all there. And unfortunately, you know, as with everything on the internet, there's all kinds of information out there, disinformation, things that are going to confuse folks. But I'm not going to say, you're not going to come across it. Yeah, you're going to come across all kinds of stuff out there, particularly about German New Medicine and Dr. Harmer's work. But this has been going on for hundreds of years. They persecuted Galileo. So we're seeing the same thing. They persecuted so many people here in the United States. So when individuals come and present information, knowledge, science that disrupts the dogma, you could better believe it, there's going to be another side to the story, and they're going to resist, and they're going to fight. So again, it comes down individually, one person at a time, one family at a time, one community at a time. And
what
eventually
about Lyme,
hopefully,
please?
we can see Dr. Harmer's medical discoveries validated and accepted on this planet in our lifetime. God willing.
Chris, I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm just wondering about Lyme disease. How does that play in?
Yeah, it's a hot topic these days, that's for sure. Very, very much on the radar for so many people, and I'm working with a number of individuals that have been labeled, and I say labeled, with this diagnosis of Lyme's disease. And like so many things, once we start to inquire about it and look into it, it can get confusing very, very quickly. I mean, just 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it was, you just have to, if you had the tick bite and the bullseye rash, then, oh boy, it's probably Lyme's disease. Now people are getting diagnosed with Lyme's disease and they haven't even been bit by a tick. And so there's a lot of inconsistencies. And so one of the things, and this goes across the board, Dr. Karen, if people can recognize and understand that a diagnosis is nothing but a label, you know, and a lot of times these labels are very, very scary. the label itself, we don't, in German medicine, we don't really concern ourselves so much with the label. What I use the label for is a way of guiding myself to look, okay, what tissue, what organ is involved? What are the symptoms? We look at the symptoms in German medicine. We listen to the client, we listen to their personal history, and we correlate it with the manifestation of the symptoms. What symptoms are we dealing with? Now, in Lyme's disease, people are presenting with all kinds of different symptoms, right? It goes
right.
So, it can get real confusing, and it can be really difficult for German New Medicine practitioners to unravel this. But the way we can do this is that we just simply, you know, look at the symptoms, break it down. What system is involved? Is it the digestion? Is it the respiration? Is it the skin? And link them to these common healing symptoms. As I said, the healing symptoms are, in a general sense, no matter what program is running, no matter what biological program is running, we have the potential to experience swelling, inflammation, because swelling and inflammation, it creates a fluid environment, and all healing takes place in a fluid environment. Now, that swelling, when it's on the brain, because the brain is going to heal also, in synchronicity with the psyche and the body, that swelling can easily cause headaches. And so we can, whenever we go into a healing phase, we can have headaches combined with the pain, the swelling, the inflammation, and fatigue. Fatigue is another. That's a huge, huge symptom. And it's a very reassuring once you understand that the fatigue really is just providing you an opportunity to say, hey, hold on, let's slow down here and take care of myself. There's nothing wrong. And so when people begin to learn and experience, they'll see that there's general signs and symptoms that indicate that the body's healing, and then there's going to be some specific symptoms based on what organ is involved. As I said, is it digestion? Is it respiration? And then we take it from there, and we work through there, and we link it back to their personal history. And again, just support them as best we can. But the key I would recommend folks to do at this moment is to kind of just maybe let go of that Lyme's diagnosis for a little bit and see what happens. But there's a lot of charge, so a lot of attention right now placed on Lyme's disease. So it might even be getting to be a point where it's even more as difficult as cancer right now, right? So, again, it's not easy, Dr. Karen. It's not easy. But if you can surround yourself with some knowledgeable and supportive folks, it does make things a little bit easier, you know?
My other question was about, people doing past life therapy and, people healing through past life therapy. I'm sure there's probably, if such a thing exists, that people have suffered, conflict, shocks in their past life, which might, give them a certain perceptual way of looking at their life in so-called this life. How does that play into German New Medicine, if at all?
Well, we don't look into the past life stuff at all in German medicine. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. If in a past life you were also a human animal, I guarantee that you experienced a biological conflict shock a number of times in that past life. But what we're dealing with right now is in this lifetime, there has been an experience that the human animal has experience firsthand in this lifetime that has triggered a response, a biological response. And so it's not necessary to really go back and explore all these lifetimes. I mean, I think you might agree with me. This life is hard enough. I don't need to be going and looking into other lifetimes because I'm sure it was difficult too. But I have to tell you, I fully am aware that this isn't my first lifetime here, and so it's there. know that this is our first so-called rodeo, but things are already complicated. We don't need to complicate it more by bringing in other life experiences. So hopefully that explains my stance. I hope I didn't offend anybody about that, but I think it's good that more and more people are becoming aware of past lives. But to explain the manifestation of a certain disease or symptom in the body in this lifetime to a past life is unfortunately incorrect.
Well, it seems like if people, you know, do, and I don't do past life regression per se, and I find it kind of slow, but it's fascinating, but slow. That if they, if they're getting something out of it, you know, if they're, improving, happier, more peaceful, whatever, then like you said before, that modality may be supportive of resolving whatever is going in this lifetime.
Whatever helps.
Well, with the 3 minutes left that we have, Dr. Chris, could we find out more about, what websites you recommend, your website, how you do sessions, things like that, how to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Thank you. It's, as I said a number of times, I feel the best source of information on the web right now is my teacher. LearningGNM.com.
So
LearningGNM stands for German New Medicine. So LearningGNM.com, I believe, is the ultimate source of German New Medicine, English speaking wise. My website is NewHealthConsultant.com. NewHealthConsultant.com. And I do consultations in person, over the phone, Skype. I also have a number of upcoming events that are taking place. Next Monday night, I'm going to be working with a dear friend and colleague who is part of the German New Medicine team. Her background is hypnotherapy. She's up in the D.C. area. We're going to do a similar thing, an interview, and we're going to talk about children in German New Medicine. As a father, this is a very special topic of mine. I've been experiencing these principles within my two boys over the years, and so I'm going to share about how, as parents, we can support our little ones in their healing. And so that's going to be next Monday night. And by the way, a lot of this is on learninggnm.com's website. There's a page for events, and you'll see under the USA event schedule, you'll find my calendar there. And all activities that pertain to German New Medicine that I do will always be available and for people to read on my calendar on that website. We're going to be doing a two-day workshop here locally in Virginia. I'm right outside of the Charlottesville, Virginia area. It's a central Virginia area. We're going to be doing a two-day workshop that I have entitled Community-Based Healing, and we're going to talk about these biological principles and how we can apply them in our day-to-day life. There's going to be a focus on practitioners, obviously, so I encourage practitioners who are coming to this information that want to hear about what other practitioners are doing and how they're applying it in their practice. We're going to discuss that over the 2 days. But we're simply going to look at these common symptoms, and you will see the list on the website of what we're going to cover and how we can apply these principles to those common symptoms in our day-to-day life. And so that's another event that's going to be coming up this month, at the end of the month. It's going to be the 24th and 25th of this month. And then after that, I'm hoping to get back on to doing more webcasts. But here in the mountains, we have a hard time at having some good internet connection. And so it kind of got real frustrating at times with the internet. But we're going to be doing more of those. And And I feel I'm being drawn to doing a lot more in-person two-day workshops here locally for my local community and the community at large. So I encourage people to come on down here to the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains, especially this time of year. The trees are changing, the leaves are changing. It's a beautiful time. So that's
fantastic.
Dr. Karen, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh,
that's all
yeah,
I have, unless we have some questions.
No, I think we're good. I see them all listed on the event page. So, folks, you can go to the website to check out the events. And for those of you that want a quick link to some of those videos of Carolina's, I've made a pretty link to that. It's karencann.com/GNM. So karencann.com/GNM, and that'll go straight to those YouTube videos where, you know, I did my initial learning, and they're very well presented. So that's a great resource too. So again, thank you so much, Dr. Chris, for your time, and God bless you.
Greatly appreciate it, Dr. Karen. I really, really was excited about this opportunity to speak to you, and this is an amazing time that we're living. So
yeah, absolutely.
Stick together.
Exactly. And thanks, everyone, for listening in. Until next time, bye for now.
Bye-bye.